Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour. In the first part of today's show, I will be talking with Angela Luke. Angela is a volunteer for the Township Sun magazine, and today we will be talking about the Township's Young Voices Arts and Writing Competition, and it's going on right now. But first, we will hear the song called Thinking. It's by Nizzy. We will hear the interview right after the song, so please stay tuned. You're listening to The Cube, 88.9 FM, here in the Townships. Teasdale for The Cube, and today I'm talking with Angela Luke. Angela is with the Township Sun, and today we're going to be talking about the Township's Young Voices Arts and Writing Competition, so that's very exciting. Welcome, Angela, and could you tell us about the Arts and Writing Competition? What is the main purpose, and who is it for?
Well, it's intended for young voices, which is specifically people between 11 years old and 29 years of age. So it's quite a range of young voices. And what it's for, I think, is just to give English-speaking people an opportunity to be heard and to win wonderful prizes and to have their work actually published in the Township Sun.
Okay, sounds like a wonderful idea. Now, how long has the competition been running and how has it evolved over the years?
Well, it's its third year. And we weren't quite sure how it was going. The first year was okay, we're going to do this. How many people are going to submit? And we had a good number of submissions, but we were really bowled over when we had our gala to hand out the prizes that over, I think it was 125 people showed up in Lenoxville that day, parents along with their children, and that it was really a wonderful community event that brought people together from across the townships.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a lot of people. Now, what initially inspired the creation of this competition?
Well, I have to give the credit to Marie Mulliner, who's associate editor of the Township Sun. She came from outside the townships, and when she arrived, she said, there needs to be something here for young people, specifically. We have the magazine, to bring adults together and so on, older people. But we needed, younger voices. So she began this. And wonderfully following this, if you look at more recent issues of the Township Sun, you'll see that it includes younger voices all the way to more senior voices that have been writing for the township. So I think it really makes the townships, it's contributed to the townships on really growing and expanding and becoming, I think, of interest to people of all ages.
Mm-hmm, certainly. Marie is a wonderful addition. She has some great ideas. The young people can be from 11 to 29 years of age.
I would think that would be kind of tricky. You know, a university student would say, well, I'm not competing against, you know, someone from high school. And a high school person can say, how can I compete against someone in the university? The wonderful thing is that the winners of the competition over the first 2 years have been of all different ages. The judges really take into account what is the age of this individual and what they have to say. And it doesn't matter what age you are, you have something to say. And this year's theme is what interests you. And of course, I don't know, you mentioned it has five categories. Mm-hmm. There is art, photography, poetry, nonfiction, and fiction. So what interests you? You can take a photograph of it. You can paint it. You can write about it as a nonfiction article describing it. And you can write a poem about it.
Okay, wonderful idea, and lots of different categories. Now, how can the students enter the competition, and is there an entry fee?
No, that's the wonderful thing. The whole thing is free. It's free to subscribe, it's free to attend the gala, and it's free to get your work published and edited in the magazine. As to how you can submit, I would suggest you go to the Township Sun website, which is Township Sun, one word, .ca. So that's townshipsun.ca. Scroll down and you're going to see Township's Young Voices. So click on that. It will give you all the information about all the categories, requirements, and so on. And then if you go to the bottom, you will find the submission form. So you don't have to mail anything anywhere. You just can submit your artwork, your writing, right online. It's very easy.
Okay, that's very convenient. Now, you told me about the five different categories. Other than that, are there any guidelines participants should follow?
In terms of fiction and nonfiction pieces, the maximum submission number of words is 700. That's basically a page and a half. So consider that, you know, you can write a page and a half. That's good enough. For poetry, maximum 40 lines. These days, poems are pretty short. I'm a haiku poet, actually. My poems are 3 lines long. So anyway, you know, however long the poem is, it can be 12 lines, whatever. But it's just that, you know, you express what it is you like about the township.
Okay, sounds like a wonderful idea. I can't wait to read some of these in the Township Sun.
Well, actually, we do have each year, as I mentioned, they are published in the Township Sun in a special issue just devoted to Township's Young Voices. And this year, it was the July-August 2024 issue. And if you want to actually see what has been published in the previous years, you can look at that and you'll get a good idea. That is, if you're an online subscriber, you can look online and see that. Also, all the schools have copies of the Township Sun. They've been given yearly subscriptions. So they can go to their school library and they can look up and actually see what's being done.
Good. That's a great idea to get young people involved for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about the judging process. Judges, and what criteria do they use?
Well, we have judges in each for each of the categories. And generally they're you know, specializing in that field. So every submission is judged anonymously. That is, we don't know the person. However, we do know the age, so that is some guidance for the judge to go by. If this person's 11 and they've done, you know, an amazing piece, you know, that can put them in a category, you know, that they're chosen over maybe a university student who sort of your expectations are maybe a bit higher there. So, but anyway, it goes either way. Both ages have won in all categories.
Okay, that's interesting. What are some benefits of participating in this competition for students, do you feel?
Well, money. We have over $3,000 in prizes. So there are 15 prizes in all. For each category, there are 3rd, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd place. So that means 15 prizes overall, totaling $3,000. And we have a special extra prize that will go, $200 will go to the school with the most submissions. So that's kind of interesting. So when you submit, you're helping your school. So one thing you get is, number one, you get access to possibly winning money. That's always a good thing. You can attend the gala banquet, which this year will be held at the Dufferin Heights Golf Course on Sunday, April 6th, which is, they're really fun events. Everyone has a great time there. And then thirdly, you get the opportunity to work with a professional editor and see your work published in the Township Sun magazine.
Mm-hmm. Definitely a win-win situation.
Absolutely.
Can you share any success stories of past participants and how this competition might have impacted their careers or their lives?
I think we've had a couple who've won both years. And when I was sitting last year at the gala, I was talking to people around me, and one girl was finishing her novel. So she had been so inspired and encouraged. I mean, to be creative, you need encouragement. You can have talent, but you need encouragement. So she was so encouraged. She was on her way to finishing off her novel. She was 17. And there was another girl there, younger. I think she was 14. She was working on a science fiction novel. So there's nothing like encouragement early on to get young people writing.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
I mean, you know, it's just the piece is judged for the piece that you're submitting. So, you know, you never know. I'll just say an anecdote. I'm a poet myself, and there was a poetry contest, and I said, I'm not going to submit to that. I won't win. There are other people better. There's so many submitting. So I didn't submit, and you know what? I was invited to judge it.
Oh, that's funny.
So the contest that I was afraid to submit, I was asked to judge. So after that, it's like, okay, I'm going to submit.
Yeah, you
so
never know.
I think everyone, you know, feel free to submit. In any case, it's enjoyable. It's enjoyable writing, exercising creativity. It's an opportunity to think about what you really like, what interests you. Write it and send it off. You mm-hmm. never know.
Definitely.
If you don't win, you may be asked to judge.
True. Now, how's the community supported the competition over the years in general? I know you said the students showed up and the parents, but what about the community right. in general?
We have tremendous community support. If I just could just give you an idea of who it is, the Rotary Club of Sherbrooke has been an amazing supporter of this. The Community Digital Arts Hub, CDAH, has funded us. Townshippers Foundation has been an amazing support from the beginning. The Tillotson Fund of Quetticook, where I live, they've financed part of it. And MRCs like Brougham, Issisquoy, Compton, Cowansville, they've contributed money, as well as our MPs and MNAs. So we're really thrilled with all of that support.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. And you mentioned that there's an extra bonus for the schools who have the
right.
most participants. Any other opportunities for the teachers or the parents or the school to get involved?
I would also like to point out that we have a lot of people who are homeschoolers who are submitting.
Okay.
And they're quite a powerful force. So you don't have to be out of school. You could be a homeschooled person. You know, you could be even out of college. Submit. By all means, submit. It's just a great experience to do that. And it's being part of the community and keeping the English language alive and vibrant in our community. And I also want to mention that people who are perhaps a French background, they can also submit in English if they, you know, they're taking English classes, they like English, maybe it's they have an English relative or something. French people can also submit to this contest, but it is in English.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make, you know, open it up to the broader community.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Any hopes for the future of the competition or changes down the line for the competition?
Well, we have to say that it has been growing. The second year, we had many more applicants than the first. As the word gets out, thanks to people like you, the radio and newspapers and so on. So more people are becoming aware of it. Teachers are becoming aware. So more people are responding to it. There also has been a call, should we divide up the categories? Maybe we have high school students as opposed to older. We're seeing. We're just, you know, evolving as we go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any advice you would give to students who are considering entering the competition rather than just enter and give it a try?
As I said, do it. Just do it. I mean, everyone has an individual, unique voice. Use your voice and submit. And, you know, you can submit in all five categories if you want, or pick your favorite category. If you're a photographer, go out and take a picture of something that interests you and send it in. You just never know. I know in terms of contests, and I've been a judge in a number of them, you never know. A different judge, it's a different selection. You know, is this what appeals to that particular judge? So you never know. So by all means, do it. And I have to point out that you have to do it fast, though, because our deadline is fast approaching, and it is January 31st.
Okay.
Midnight, January 31st, has to be submitted at the website there, the online.
Okay, good. Now, if someone wants to find out some more information, the Township Sun is where to go?
Yes, you can leave a message at, you know, you can go to the Township's Sun, a Young Voices site, and leave a message there. Or, I think that's maybe the best thing to do. Someone will get back to you. We look at it every day. Mm-hmm. And don't worry if it's a little bit, if you haven't started yet, because it never fails in the 2 years. The bulk of the submissions come in the last 2 days. So there's still plenty of time to write it and get it in there.
Okay, that's interesting.
As long as it's before midnight.
Lots of procrastination. Okay, anything
we all have that.
Mm-hmm. Anything that we left out that you'd like to add about the Township's Young Voices Arts and Writing Competition, Angela?
I think it speaks for itself. I mean, it's just a wonderful free opportunity. And every year, as I say, the galas are just wonderful places where you get to meet a lot of fun kids your age and parents. And it's really a celebration of you know, youthful culture in the township of young people and what they have to offer the community
mm-hmm.
for their creative voices.
Definitely a wonderful event to get young people together in the townships and inspire them. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Angela Luke for the Township's Young Voices Arts and Writing Competition, the deadline coming up January 31st. And to find out some more information, just visit the Township Sun and all the details are there. Okay. Well, thanks very much, Angela, and all the best on your entries and the competition.
Thank you so much for getting the message out.
I woke up not recognizing anything this morning, except for this big old clock on my wall. My hair's gotten water and my eyes are getting blue. The sun's getting into my skin. Say I'm here every step you take. Across your face, they tell your story to the world. When it burns, be patient. Think of the ocean. Go, yeah, I'm going now. And you don't know if you think I'm old. Oh, no, I'm not old now. I'm in the golden age. Now my time to go, yeah.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Go, go, oh. Getting through my skin.
just heard the song called Gold, and it's by Alexi Ann. And next up, we have some community event announcements for you here on the Townships at 12. The Colby Curtis Museum in Stansted is hosting a Victorian Valentine's watercolor workshop coming up on Sunday, February 2nd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The event is free and is open to all levels. Materials are provided free, but you may bring your materials from home if you wish. To find out some more information, visit their Facebook page. The Lennox for Youth Center will hold its first ever LYC Minis Pilot Program. For more information, please attend their Parent Information Night on January 24th at 6 p.m. They are located at 168 B Queen Street in Lennoxville, J1M 1J9. Registration forms will be available at the Parent Information Night to register your child for the program. Canada Reads and So Does Lennoxville 2025 edition coming up on Wednesday, March 12th at 7 p.m. at the Hope Community Church, in person and via YouTube live stream. Local presenters, lively conversation and debate. The MC will be Stephanie Brown, and stay tuned, there'll be a lot more information coming soon. There will be a candlelight service at the Wales Home on January 30th from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. in the main living room at the Wales Home. Candles are $10 apiece or buy 11 for $100. You can buy your candles at the Wales Home on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the reception, or you can go and buy them online. Go to www.waleshome.ca. Funds raised will be used to buy equipment for patient care. There will be music and light refreshments at the candlelight service on January 30th. Everyone is welcome. Hugs is still on until March. Mental Health Estuary accepting hugs, hats, underwear, gloves, socks, and scarves, and other warm items of clothing. These are then donated to local resources offering services to those experiencing homelessness. Monetary donations are also accepted through their website or by check. Please make checks payable to Mental Health Estuary and indicate HUGS on the memo line. Items can be dropped off directly at their offices in the beige bins next to door number 2 at 3355 College Street in Sherbrooke. Alternately, an in-person appointment can be scheduled to drop off items or a check. For more information, 819-565-3777 or projects@mentalhealthestuary.com. Mental Health Estuary will be hosting two free workshops, both presented by the returning guest speaker, Melissa Hindley, MACO psychotherapist. Done, Not Perfect, Trust Yourself, and End Procrastination. Tuesday, January 21st, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., learn strategies to overcome procrastination and build trust in yourself. The Power of Empathy, Developing Skills to Navigate Challenging Emotions. Wednesday, January 29th, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Deepen your understanding of empathy and enhance your emotional resilience. Both workshops are free and will take place online via Zoom, with sessions conducted in English. For more information or to register, participants can visit their Facebook or Instagram pages, that's Mental Health Estuary, or you can email them at outreach@mentalhealthestuary.com or give them a call, 819-565-2388. Lots of events coming up at the ANAF Unit 318, better known as The Hut. A brunch on Sunday, January 19th, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, presented by the Benevolent Committee. Stop in for a tasty brunch. It's $15 for adults and $7 for children. It's open to everybody. Membership Blitz, Sunday, January 19th, 1 to 4 p.m. Membership Committee will be holding a Membership Blitz for those who have not gotten their 2025 membership cards. Stop in to pay your dues and a chance to win your 2026 membership during the early bird. Unit Meeting, Wednesday, January 22nd at 7 p.m., open to members, your chance to find out all the things going on and have your say. Music Jam, Sunday, January 26th at 2 p.m. Come on over and listen to local musicians. Free admission, open to everybody 18 years and over. Volunteers, the canteen is still looking for anyone who can help for a few hours on Friday afternoon. No training needed. They will show you what needs to be done. Every hand helps. Contact Nina at nanars24@gmail.com. Township's Young Voices Art and Writing Competition. Township's Young Voices Contest, art, photography, poetry, fiction, nonfiction in English, open to youth ages 11 to 29 years old who reside in the Eastern Townships. $3,000 in prizes. The deadline is January 31st, 2025. Winners will be published in the Township Sun. This year's theme is What Interests You? Submissions should relate to some aspect of life in the Eastern Townships, past, present, or future. The contest is free to enter, and the deadline again is January 31st, 2025. Visit the Township Sun website or give them a call, 819-566-7424. And if you belong to a nonprofit organization, you have an event coming up, we would love to get the word out for free. Just please give me an email describing the event, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca. I'd like to thank my guest in the first half hour today, Angela Luke from the Township Sun, talking about the Township's Young Voices Arts and Writing Competition. Check out the website of the Township Sun and find all the details there. We will close part one of today's show with a song by Canadian artist Asanabe, and the song is called Edge of the Earth. We will hear the news with Derek Bullard, and we will be right back with part two of the Townships at 12 for today, so please stay tuned.
Echoes of you, they don't reach over here. The further I get, they all disappear. There's distance between who I was and them now. No walking in circles or turning around. Now it feels like in a clear mind. I don't carry the weight, won't go back to their place for the first time. Walking to the edge of the earth, and I still live in thought of you. Walked away from all of the dirt that I kept running to. Needed something new, a stranger in the window seat. The humming words on the crowded street. Walking to the edge of the earth, and I still live in thought of you. Sound of the bells in this old city street are as broken as promises we tried to keep. Keep waiting and waiting for my heart to stop. It kept beating so long I forgot. Now it feels like in a clear mind. I don't carry the weight, won't go back to that place for the first time. And I still live in thought of you. Walked away from all of the hurt that I kept running to. Needed something new, no stranger in the window seat. The humming words on the crowded street. Walking to the edge of the earth, and I still live in thought of you. But I still live in thought of you. Now the stranger in the window seat, the humming words on the crowded street.